At a rally with members of the Young Republicans from around the country at the Minneapolis Hard Rock Cafe, former presidential candidate and governor of Arkansas Mike Huckabee addressed the importance of attracting young voters to the Republican presidential ticket this year. He called candidate John McCain a man of character and a model for all Americans, and he hailed his chosen running mate, Alaska Governor Sarah Palin, as a champion of reform and an opponent of abortion. Huckabee referred to Hurricane Gustave battering the Gulf Coast in emphasizing the importance of human life.
Whether it's a life in the womb or whether it's a life on the Gulf Coast that's being threatened by a natural disaster, we as a society and civilization separate ourselves from the rest of the world in our commitment to human life.
Huckabee told reporters that his party will work to attract youthful voters because they represent the future of the party and the country.
Obviously, the youth vote is the critical vote because they're the ones most affected by how this thing turns out, far more so than people my age. And I think a lot of them understand that and they get it. They need somebody who is not just so much young, but somebody who understands the future of the country, and that's why John McCain's the best pick.
Among the youthful members of the audience at the Hard Rock Cafe gathering was Luke Orlando from Manville, Texas. He cannot vote since he's only 14 years old, but he plans to work for the party as a volunteer. Although his state is a pretty safe bet for John McCain, he says there are other races that are also important.
We have to remember that Republicans aren't just competing for the presidential election. We have statewide elections, which are very important, especially for our Senator John Cornyn, and I'll be supporting his efforts.
Political analysts say Republicans are not likely to match the appeal to the youth that Barack Obama has generated. The Democrat is expected to win around 60% of the vote in the 18 to 30-year-old age category. But he's not the only candidate who has excited interest among young voters. There's also Dr. Ron Paul, a physician and congressman from a South Texas district who failed to even come close to winning the Republican nomination this year, but still holds sway over millions of supporters, many of them younger than 30. Paul is holding a rally at the Target Center Auditorium in Minneapolis Tuesday, and 17-year-old Kevin Duell from Sacramento, California, plans to be there.
Dr. Paul cured my apathy. I was always feeling very disenfranchised, not only by the Democrat Party, but more specifically by the Republican Party. When I found Dr. Paul, I suddenly realized that he was different. He was different from the other bunch of politicians.
Duell says Ron Paul represents libertarian ideals of small government and non-intervention in foreign affairs that appeal to many young people. But he says the people who rally behind Paul support his ideals, not necessarily his failed candidacy.
It's not him, it's the movement. And that's what the use of him holding a rally tomorrow, the Campaign for Liberty, that's what it's for. It's not, you know, to put Ron Paul in the presidency. We are quite aware that he's not going to get the nomination.
Duell says he hopes the limited government movement will gain force in the years ahead and take hold among both Democrats and Republicans. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Minneapolis, Minnesota.